Blog Talk Radio. Good evening. I'm coming before you all on tonight, just saying in my heart, God, show up and show out. I'm coming forth saying thank you for calling in. I hope you all are tuning in to Servant Troy's Facebook ministry, if he has it up tonight. And I'm not able to do it because my computer, for some reason, is wishy-washy on tonight, but it's okay. I'm still going to trust God that his word is going to come past and come across, that it's going to do what he brought it forth to do, that many of y'all will be set free on tonight. Again, like I said, thank you for tuning in on this Monday night to Iron Sharpening Iron Ministries through Smile 3E for my host, Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser. I thank you for tuning in at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am your host, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, along with Minister Brandon Kaiser. We are bringing this to you via web, via Blog Talk at 310-861-2354, and via Facebook if it's appropriate. I'm just excited on tonight. I'm excited about praying tonight. I'm excited about hearing the word tonight. I'm excited about hearing the response from the people tonight. Because with this in this ministry, we are doing a new thing. We are taking God's word as far and as wide as right now it is willing to go, and we're praying for expansion of the word of God to be out in all the land, in all the world. We're asking you all to join in with us right now for prayer. If you're in a place where you can bow and close your eyes, we would ask you to do that. If you're in a place where you need to be aware of what's going on around you, I'm just asking you to touch and agree with us in prayer on tonight. God, I thank you for tonight, God. I thank you for the ability to come to you again and ask you, God, to forgive us of all our sins, every sin of omission, every sin of commission, every sin that we even have just done recently, God. We're going to ask you to forgive us for recent sins, not just the old sins. But, God, we're just asking you to take us in your arms and just love us, God. Tend to our hearts, tend to our minds, tend to our bodies, God. Heal us where we need to be healed, whether it's in our mind, our soul, our body, and our spirit. God, I'm just coming to you on tonight, for there has been two people on my heart so strong on today. It is Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser and Apostle Sandra Thomas. Not saying nobody else, God, but these two have been on my heart on today. God, I'm asking you to just heal and wipe out, heal and call forth debt cancellation, to just heal their bodies, heal their minds, heal even the people that say they thought about them and prayed about them, God, but haven't come forth. God, I'm asking you to just heal that what they have spoke out, that they will perform it, God. Just asking you to just be God again in their life as you are always, every day. God, these two women I know for myself have poured in, have poured out, have spoke in, have spoke out, have called in, have called out. They have did everything that they have been taught and know to do, God. I'm asking you to just bless them and bless their seed. God, I'm just asking you to be God all over again, to give them a new day, a new season. God, just let people understand that those are blessed ministers that you have put in this earth for us, God. Even if I can't say it right, God, you know what I'm asking you to do for them. God, and everybody that's touching and agreeing with me, God, to ask you this thing, to bless their seed, to bless them, to bless their family in every which way but loose, God. Loose everything on them that has a strong hold and just tie up everything that's all been blessed that no one could try to take away, God. I'm asking you to just touch our families. Touch us, oh Lord. Touch the people. Touch the body of Christ, God. Give us what you have for us. Take away what you have to take away, God. Put in our heart and our mind, God, is all about you. That is what you say. It's all about you, God. That is what you love. You love it, we love it. You hate it, we hate it. God, I'm just asking you to come before us in no other way but the way you normally come, in love. And God, just give us the heart, the mind, and the eyes to see you, to hear you, to want you, God. In the old days, they said, I thank God for being saved. And they will teach us, God, if we don't say that, we're going to ask you, God, to give us a mind and a heart to want to be saved. God, teach us what it is to like you, love you, want you, desire you, and God, to lay before you, want to be in front of you, want to be with you, God. Teach us how to be intimate with you, God, in spirit and in your word, God. Teach us how to come to you openly in the truth. In Jesus' name, I pray this thing. I pray this thing. I pray this thing. And I say, God, for it is so. In your blood, it is covered and is released. Amen. On tonight, I know we have a man of God. Nothing has been told to me different. We have a man of God named Servant Troy Thomas, who is my friend, who is my cousin, and who is my sometime laugh partner in church. But I just want to tell you people, if you see what God is doing in the spirit and you see what God is doing with him, you would know that God is still working miracles. And I'm just telling you to grab a hold to this young man, because he will laugh with you, but he will make you cry too. So when you come before him, just be real, be willing, and be open to hear what he got to say. Minister Pastor Troy, are you on the phone tonight?
Yes, I am here. I'm on the line. I am talking to my Facebook audience.
Yes, I'm trying to get on my Facebook page. Because if you hadn't said nothing, Pastor, I was going to start singing, and I didn't pray for that yet. But
I say this, if God give you a song to sing, Mr. Renee Kaiser, go ahead and sing it for his glory. Now, as our great auntie would say, she'd say, baby, if a frog can croak, I can sing. So go ahead and sing your song. If you do something for the frog, go ahead.
I'm glad you're on the line. That way you can sing for me, Pastor. So I'm going to release you to the people. And let the people understand that, just get a hold, put your seatbelts on,
so
because the man of God is going to bring the word forth. It is in your hands, Pastor.
Well, God bless you tonight. Once again, we are going live, trying this thing for the first time. We are on here via Blog Talk Radio. And if you want to listen in through your phone for a few moments, if you have the time to, it's area code 310-861-2354. Once again, area code 310-861-2354. We're going to just speak a few moments about a little word that God has given us. Hey, Tamika, Shavonna, how y'all doing? I just want to sing a little song. You know, I can't sing like Sister Tamika on here, Norvell. She can't sing like she can sing, but every now and again, God gives me a little song, and I like to sing every now and again. Song it says, without God, I can do nothing. Without God, I would fail. Without God, my life would be worthless. Oh, like a ship without a sail. Without God, I can do nothing. Without God, I would fail. Without God, my life would be worthless. Oh, like a ship without a sail. Without a doubt, he is my savior. Without a doubt, he is my friend. Without a doubt, he is my savior. Oh, like a ship without a sail. Father, we thank you, we glorify you for all things. Father, we ask you to word our mouth. Father, we ask you to open up those ears that are listening, God, that they can receive what you have for them. Father, we ask you to move the flesh out of the way and you be glorified. Father, we ask you for your anointing power that destroys the yoke. Father, we don't just want it broken, but we want it destroyed, so it has no room to come back. And Father, we praise you and we glorify you, and we give you praise and we give you honor, for you are worthy of all praise, you are worthy of all glory. And we give your name the praise, in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all for joining us on tonight. I praise God for you. Thank God my sister-in-law is on here, Evangelist Michelle Antoinette Thomas, and Deacon Michael Trent is on here, Zemary's on here. Corey, bless you, man. Real quick, we're going to go to the book of Mark and the fifth chapter of Mark, if we can. If I had an opportunity to give this a name, I would say this, that I would say, watch out, I'm infected. We had a chance yesterday to kind of share this with the people of God yesterday morning, and I want to, if I can, share with you guys as well. I ain't going to be long. Just get the point that God has given me. Once again, that is Mark, the fifth chapter. Mark, the fifth chapter, verses 1 through 14. I guess I might not read all 14th verse, but I will begin to exhort them. Okay? Here we go. It says in chapter 5, the first verse, and it says, "And it came over unto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadareans. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwellings among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains. Because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains did not have been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken into pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountain, and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and he worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice and said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torture me not." Amen. And he said, for he said unto him, "Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit." And he asked him, "What is thy name?" He asked him, "What is thy name?" And he answered, and he besought them, I'm sorry, he asked, "What is thy name?" And he answered, saying, "My name is Legions, for we are many." We can stop right there for a moment. I want to talk to you about being infected. So when we think about infections, we think about, you know, issues in our bodies, issues that's going on in our hearts and our minds. And let's go through the definition of an infection is the process of infecting or the state of being infected. The presence of a virus inside of us, right? Okay, then. Now, here are some of the symptoms that we have when we've been infected physically. Sometimes we have a toothache, or we might have a urinary tract infection. We might have some things going on in our body that causes an infection in our bodies. Here are some of the symptoms of the infection. Disease, virus, disorder, condition, affliction, complaining, illness, any type of ailments or sickness, infirmity, contamination, poison. Remember that poison. And here it happens to our body begins to, we might get diarrhea, we might be vomiting. Our body may be dehydrated. And when we're infected, it could, if we don't take care of it, it could lead to death. You know what I'm saying? It could lead to death, us being infected. Okay, then. That's us naturally so. So let's talk about us being infected spiritually. You say, well, how can we be infected spiritually? Because this is what happened. We have allowed things in our life to take control over us. Like, here it is right here. How can we be infected? We can be infected by hurt. You know what I'm saying? We can be affected by shame. We can be affected by gossip. Well, let's go back to the hurt. Well, let's see what your baby daddy did to you, Samantha. Be Mary. What did he do to you? How did he act towards you? We put our trust in man and not in God. And so then when a person let us down, we retain the hurt. And the hurt has now infected our lives. For instance, here we go. Your baby daddy made you mad, quote unquote. The person that you baby mom, baby daddy that made you mad. They hurt your feelings, and now they don't want to be bothered with you no more, or so to speak. They don't move on to the next person, whether it be male or female. And here it is now, you feel some kind of way. You feel some kind of way about it. So now here it is, you're infected with all this hurt and all this damage, and now you're inflicting that same infection on your children. Well, how do I do that? Well, you're talking about your daddy ain't no good. Your mama ain't no good. Well, your mama fat. Oh, she bald headed. We got all these negative things that we throw on our children about our personal opinion concerning the other parent. And here it is, we're setting our seeds up to be infected type of people. I see my numbers done went down because I talked about infection. But that's okay. I'm cool with that. But the fact of the matter is, what happens is we're now putting the seed of hurt and our infection seed of hurt into our children. because we're angry, because we're mad, because we're upset, because things did not work out in the way that we thought it should have worked out in our favor. So then now, here it is, their lives are now affected by the infection. Once again, these children's lives are now affected by our personal infection. For instance, I work with it in the school, Bishop Smothers, and what happens is, I'm thinking these kids have personal issues and they just bad. It's not until the parents come up and have to deal with the teachers that I see why the children act the way they act. So here it is, the mothers is acting a fool at home, the parents, nothing but the parents are acting some kind of way at home. So then, therefore, what happens is the children now bring that same thing to school. So then the mother's ignorant. The mother's, the father's is you can't talk to them. They don't have no peace. You can't have a conversation with them. And now, it turns, it's on the children. The children ain't got no patience. They don't want to hear nothing you got to say. They feel some kind of way about what you're saying and why you're saying it. So now our personal infections are now infecting our children. Once again, and then here it is now, they're talking about shame. We have did some things in our life, past or sometime present, and we're ashamed of it. So the devil has us bound, have us hidden, have us afraid to come out and speak our mind. And this is what I like. I think it's funny. Let's say this. Well, Pastor Troy, I'm just a private person. I don't want people in my business. That's a trick of the enemy. The fact of the matter is the devil doesn't want you to tell the men and women of God what's going on in your life. Now, I ain't talking about these people that want to run and tell your business that's gospel. I ain't talking about the gospel. I'm talking about true men and women of God that have your best interest in mind, that want to see you delivered, that want to see you set free, that want you to be the head, not the tail, the above and not beneath. We're talking about true men and women of God that you can go to. And what's funny is we have those type of people around us, but the devil is tricking us to the, ain't you ashamed? You let your husband whoop you? You let your wife cheat on you? She spent all your money? So we're not saying anything, so we stay bound full of shame. Anytime the devil wants to keep anything that you got going on here, it's because he wants to stay inside of you. So then, once again, let's move on to the next thing. Let's talk about gossip. Woo! Don't that go on in the church? Toya, don't that go on in the church, Sandy? Gossiping, backbiting, talk about other people's business, Terrell. We got other people's business. We know everybody else's business, but we don't know our own. Uh-oh, here we go. Here it is. People, I heard somebody tell me one day, well, you know, I'm not really a gossiper. Not really? Well, let's see. When a garbage can gets full, then what happens? Terrell, Mr. Sims, what happens is it overflows. So you say, I don't talk, I don't relay gossip, but you're holding the gossip. Because they feel like they can pour the foolishness in you. So there's some space inside of you that's okay with the gossip, right? So then since you're okay with the gossip, they're going to keep pouring it inside of you until it overflows. And oh, it's coming out one way or another. It's going to come out one way or another. It's going to in your conversation. It's going to come out with your love one for another because garbage can be infected. Yes, it can. So then here it is because if guess what? Once again, I'll tell you this. If you don't have no room for gossip, nobody can bring you gossip. My brothers and my sisters, let me tell you something about Pastor Troy Thomas. People can't come and tell me gossip about nobody. You know why? Because this is what I was taught by Apostle Sandra Thomas. If they want you to know, they'll come tell you themselves. I don't need no amen corner. Now, if you're coming to me to tell me to pray for somebody to keep them up up for the Lord because they're going through some things and they need some help in some areas, I have absolutely no problem with that at all, period. But I don't want to hear who slept with who, how they slept with them, who their baby daddy is, who their baby mama is. That's not my business because I wasn't there when it happened, and I ain't there afterwards. And why is it more important than how we live our life according to God's word? Then let's go down to the last two more things. How are we infected? We're infected with disobedience. This is a bad word in church, disobedience. We want to do what we want to do, how we want to do it, where we want to do it, and we don't want nobody to say nothing to us about it whatsoever. Just this past, I believe it was Friday, I was talking to deacon at our church, and he began to share some things with me. And here it is, my apostle was saying some things to me, and I couldn't quite understand what she was saying. Yvette, I couldn't really understand what she was saying. Prophet Antoine, I couldn't understand what she was saying. But I was a little frustrated because I couldn't understand what she was saying. So then I began to get quiet, and I began to pray and ask God, well, God, I can't hear right now for my personal frustration. But God, I want to be able to hear what the woman of God is saying to me. I need to learn to separate my mama from my leader, my apostle. So then here it is, weeks later, I'm listening to a young man tell me some things about things going on in his life, and God began to show me through him what Apostle Thomas was saying to me as a leader. And I said, Lord, thank you, because I asked you back then, but here it is now. You are bringing it full circle. The Bible says we have not because we ask not. And if there be a willing mind, if we be willing and obedient, we shall eat the good of the land. So because I was really, I was willing down in my soul, but my flesh was fighting against me. But I had, the power of God is stronger in me than it is my flesh. So what happened is, because I asked God, he showed me. Now, he didn't show me right then because I couldn't receive it. But here it is a few weeks later, 3 or 4 weeks later, and here it is, I could receive what she was saying to me through somebody else. But we're infected with disobedience because we don't want to hear truth. Now, we want to hear what we consider to be truth, but we don't want to hear real truth, God's truth, kingdom truth. We want to hear something like, the Bible talks about that we're going to live in a day where people want us to prophesy smooth things to them, which means say things that stroke my ego. Don't call me out on my mess. Don't call me out what I should be doing, how I should be doing. Let me do it the way I want to do it, right? Now, imagine that we as God's children, right? What if your child come and tell you, I clean my room when I get ready? How you feeling about that? Would that be okay with you for your child to tell you how they going to clean the room that you pay for, the sheets that you bought, the clothes that they put on that you bought? Would you be okay with that? I wish mine would. My grandma said, would you say, I brought you in, and I'll take you out. Now, why can we do God like that then? That's disobedience. And this is one of the things that causes us to be infected too is fear. Fear of change. Fear of coming out of our old way into the new way. My father always told me, whenever you're doing something, it's more than one way to get it done. See, sometimes we get stuck in our ways. But what the Bible say about it? He say his ways are not our ways. And God's thoughts are not our thoughts. So then, therefore, there are ways for us to get things done if we learn to listen and obey God. But we're so afraid of changing what our routine have become, then because it's going to cause us to move a different way. It might cause us to be quiet when we like to talk a lot. It might cause us to love some people that we can't stand. It might cause us to do some real work when we're lazy, spiritually and naturally so. The fear of what God may ask of us when we really don't want to do but what the most minute work we want to do. All right? So here it is. This man is dwelling among the dead. He had to have been infected with something because who you know in their right mind going to hang around the dead on purpose. You know, the man, that's when he goes to a funeral and bury somebody, he's living in the tomb. He's living in the mountain. He's cutting himself. And here it is. The Bible says this, how can two walk together except they agree? So if you're infected, you hang around infected people. Oh, is that the wrong way to say that? But I believe that's what it is. Here it is. I can't hang around people like that don't have a like mind, because we're going to clash one way or another. There's going to be some clash because we're not going to agree on the same thing. We're going to have an issue one way or another. So here it is. This man is dwelling among the dead. He's dwelling among the dead because he's impacted with demons. But here it is. Okay, let me move on. Let's say, how can we get cured of the infection? Well, naturally so. What happens is this. What happens is they give you medicine. I like that. You go to the doctor, you go to the dentist, go to your physician, your personal physician, and they give you meds so that you can be cured of the infection. What's on the antibiotics, some sort of things they give you to give you antibiotics, antifungal, antiviral medication, amoxicillin, and what is most common is penicillin. One time I had an infection in my tooth, had an infection in my sinuses, and they gave me like three or four different medicines. And Lord Jesus, I tell you something, them meds, one time they were strong. You hear me? They were strong. But guess what? The meds was working because it was coming out. But let's see this. What we need to get in our spiritual infections, his name is Jesus. Is that all right? And the message he's going to give us is called his blood. His blood is going to wash us clean. Yes, it is. His blood, if we allow it, if we obey him, his blood will wash our infected souls, dark and black and brown as it may be, white as snow. If we allow it, just like this, when the doctor gives you these meds, he gives you this word called instruction. With the instructions, he tells you, you take two of these at this time. You take one of these at this time. Then you take two more at this time. Then you give you another medicine. You take one. Because you know why? Because when you begin to obey the regimen and the instruction that you was given, guess what's going to happen? Then the infection will begin to run out of you because the medicine has the power to cure you of the infection. Jesus' blood has the power to cure you of your hurt, of your shame, of your disobedience, of your gossiping ways, of your fear, if you allow him to. The Bible says you must first be willing. You have to be willing to take the meds that the doctor has instructed you so that it will leave your body and won't come back. You have to be willing and then obedient to hear God's instructions and love and obey him. The Bible says, if you love me, you'll keep my commandment. That's what the word of God is saying. So then, here it is. When I went to the doctor and I had all these infections, Apostle Thomas, Apostle Tabron, what happened was at the end of it, he asked me, did I follow the instructions? How many pills did I have left? And I said, none. He said, that's wonderful. That means you followed the instructions that I gave you. Because when you're given the meds from the doctor, most of the time they give you the count according to the days that you must take them, right? So if you're taking 5 pills for 7 days, the average time 7 is 35, right? So then at the end of the 7 days, your bottle should be empty. But if you still have meds in that bottle, that means you are not obedient to the instructions. So once again, even that's naturally so. Let's talk about spiritually. God will give you instructions concerning the infections in your heart, in your mind, in your soul, the devastations, where you've been, who did it to you, why they did it to you. But if you learn to listen and obey him, I guarantee you his blood is going to wash those infections out of your soul. One more thing and then I'm done. I want to talk about, at the end of everything, after I took all the pills, after I took all of follow the instructions of the doctor, he said, Troy, what you need to do is get on vitamins. He said, get on vitamins because your vitamins are going to help your body rebuild the things that infection had fought against. So here it is. Okay, Pastor Troy, what vitamin can I take spiritually? Y'all ready for this? The vitamin that we need to take spiritually is called the Holy Ghost. It's called the Holy Ghost because check this out. The Bible talks about after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you shall receive power. Power against every demon, every devil in hell that try to fight your mind, your heart, and your soul, your hurt, your past. Even the Bible says, forgetting those things that are behind, and I press toward the mark, my Lord Jesus. So when you get the Holy Ghost, you got the power to fight off the enemy. Now listen to what I'm saying to you. He's not going to make you. He's going to talk to you. But your spirit will be willing to follow the instructions because you want to be set free of the infections that have kept you bound and kept you in bondage and kept you being tossed from to and fro. But when you get the Holy Ghost, my God, the fire and the fire of the Holy Ghost will burn out those impurities and the power will keep you if you want to be kept. That's what happened in there. Well, if I come to the close, I ain't got real excited here, Ron. You know what I'm saying? When I get to talk about God and what he's done, I myself have been infected a couple of times. Now, I ain't talking about no STDs. Now, I ain't talking about that. You know, some, you know what I'm talking about. We go the other way. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about I was infected by hurt as a man. See, sometimes people don't believe that men can be hurt and devastated, Ron. They think we just supposed to take things and keep it moving. But that's not always the case. Women they are strong with their love and their affection. Men are not always the same way. But I was infected with hurt, infected with a resentment, and infected with a level of mistrust for the female gender. But I had to be healed. How did I get healed? I'm still being healed. I'm not completely healed. I'm still being healed. But the Bible talks about, if there be any sick among you, come to the elders of the church, which means I had to speak to a person that I knew that God could speak to, so they could speak to me in me, so that I could be free of the infection of mistrusting, of the infection of resentment, and the infection of hurt. But first of all, I had to have a willing mind. And until my mind got willing, I just went on it. I was cool where I was. I was cool doing what I was doing. But things get old. The Bible talks about when I was a child, I stayed as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. That's how I go. That's how God do you. You dig what I'm talking about? This is what we have to do to get free of the infection. But guess what? When the Holy Ghost comes, let's go to Galatians, the fifth chapter, right? Let's go to the fifth chapter and the 23rd verse of Galatians, the fifth chapter. My Lord Jesus. I thank y'all for coming on and listening to me. Listen to the word of God. I appreciate you here on Facebook Live. I was trying something different. Evangelist Kaiser asked me, Mr. Kaiser asked me, why don't you try to do a Facebook Live? I say, well, I tried to see what to do. If you enjoy me, give me some hearts. Give me some thumbs. Give me some hearts. Give me some thumbs if you're enjoying me right here on Facebook Live. Here it is. Galatians, the fifth chapter and the 22nd verse. Now, here it is. Once you get free of the infection, then here is the medicine and the vitamins will put back the things that you have lost, right? So then after you receive the Holy Ghost, here are some of the things that vitamin will put back in you. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affection of lust. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? Once you give God all, your all, right, once the affection is gone in your spirit, then the Holy Ghost is going to come. It's going to infect you with some love. It's going to infect you with some peace and some joy and some long suffering, with some gentleness. Ain't that right? It's going to infect you with things of kingdom work. You're going to love the people that you couldn't stand. You don't know what happened. I was like, two days ago, I couldn't stand to see that joker walk past me. But all of a sudden, I feel the love of God, because the infection of hurt, the infection of not liking people, it's now gone. And because it's now gone, guess what I can do? God's love has engulfed me, so now I can love and cherish his people. I don't care what they're going through or what they think has been going on, the gossip that he said, she said, all that don't matter. All I know is the love of God has engulfed me, and I have to share what's inside of me. So now, guess what? I'm no longer infected with mess. I'm now infected to be blessed. I almost tuned up there right there. Pastor Twan, I almost tuned up right there. It says that, y'all hear what I'm saying? I'm no longer now I got the Holy Ghost. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm free from all the affection. Now I gave God my all. I let this stuff go. I'm seeking counseling so I can be free of these things. Because guess what? I am no longer infected with mess. I'm now infected to be blessed. I'm infected to be blessed by the King, because I am now free. Because who the Son sets free, hallelujah, is free indeed. I'm free from the hurt. I'm free from the shame. I'm free from the gossip. I'm free from disappointment, and I'm free from fear, because he has not given up the spirit of fear, but a love power and of a sound mind. And I thank God I'm no longer infected with mess, but now I'm infected to be blessed. My Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to recover all. Because while I was infected, I couldn't do nothing about it. All right? So y'all know about Samuel, the 30th chapter and the 8th verse, when David asked God, can I recover? Can I go after Galilee? Lord Jesus. He told him, go ahead and recover it all. He said, go get him and recover it all. Guess what? I found out that after I let the infection go, after I let God's love engulf me, that he's going to give me back some stuff that I lost because I was sick. My body wasn't acting right. My mind wasn't right. I couldn't love right. I couldn't talk right. I couldn't hear God. I couldn't see what I needed to see. But now that the infection is gone, I am free. I'm free of it now. And guess what? I'm going to recover it all. Bishop Barron, I'm going to recover the things the devil tried to take from me. I'm going to recover it. Sister Lawrence, I'm going to recover it. I'm going to recover Alexis. I'm going to recover all the things the devil thought he was going to take from me. Because God said I can recover it all. And guess what? Now I found out I got to move. Because I ain't got enough room to receive what God told me I can recover. All these years I've been hurt. All these years I've been devastated. All these years I've been disobedient. I've been up and I've been down. I've been scared to give God my money because I'm worried about my bills. Even though he would give me the desires of my heart. And that he said, give and I shall, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure. Pressed down. Shaking together and running over. But I've been scared to give. But guess what? I ain't afraid no more because the infection of fear is now gone, Connie. It's gone. Hallelujah. And because it's gone, I'm going to recover all because I ain't afraid no more. I ain't afraid to give God what I have. The woman with the last bite, she gave all that she had. Because guess what? She had a need. And guess what? God is not going to ever owe you nothing. We praise you. We glorify you. Thank you. If you enjoyed this thus far, come on, give me some hearts. Give me some thumbs. Give me some hearts. Give me some thumbs. Hallelujah. God is wonderful. Once again, put this on your page. You get a chance, put up there. I'm no longer infected with mess, but now I'm infected to be blessed. Can you hear me? Put up on your Facebook page. I am no longer infected with mess, but now I'm infected to be blessed. I'm infected to be blessed. Hallelujah, because I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. I am the lender and not the borrower. Hallelujah. He said, I wish above all things that you be in health, that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. So, hey, one more time. If you enjoyed this word, if you enjoyed Jesus, come on, give me some hearts. Give me some thumbs. And put up on your Facebook page, I am no longer infected with mess, but I am infected to be blessed. Thank you for joining me here on Facebook Live. I love you guys here on Blog Talk. Thank God. Watch out. I'm infected. God bless you. I love you. Keep praying for Pastor Troy. Go ahead. They're just kind.
Be blessed on the night. The lines are open, and you can just come in and just have your words of encouragement on tonight. Unmute your phones and speak up.
I want to do this one thing, God. I want to say this, God. Impress upon me to do this. Pray now if I can.
Yes.
I want to pray for those that have been hurt. I want to pray for those that have been devastated. I want to pray for those that said, Pastor Troy, I've been infected by some things, and I don't know how to get the infection out. All I know is how I lived while I was infected. And I'm tired of feeling this kind of way. I'm tired of thinking things in this manner. I just want to be free. I want to be free from myself, my way of thinking. I want to be free to love God and love God's people in any way that I can. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you to glorify you for this word. We thank you, Father, that you told us that you would deliver us. Father, we thank you for you told us that we be willing and obedient, we shall eat the good of the land. And Father, if it had not been for you, where would we be? Father, we give your name the praise, we give your name the honor. Father, we bind everything that's not like you, that tell us what we cannot do. But Father, you said you told us that we can do all things through Christ that strengthen us. Father, we can do all things. That means there is nothing that we cannot do if we implement you in the midst of. And Father, we bind the devil. They come to tell us that we're not worthy. Father, we're worthy to be free. We're worthy to be changed. We're worthy to be different. And Father, we ask you to take those things out. And Father, when you empty us out of all those negative things, that you fill us with your love, with your peace, with your joy, with your gentleness, with your meekness, with your long suffering. And Father, right now, I pray for peace in every situation, in every heart, in every mind, in every soul, that we be free and we stay free, that we be not afraid to come to you and talk to you about it. Father, that we're not afraid to go to the leaders of our church and say, I'm bound by some things and I don't know how to be free. And Father, that you can lead us to the right people at the right time, at the right place. But Father, you said you would never leave us or forsake us, and that you'll be with us until the very end. And Father, we need you to the very end. And Father, we say thank you, for we know that you heard our prayer. Father, we say thank you, for we know that you're going to deliver us from all of these things. We say thank you, and we give your name the praise, we give your name the honor. And it's so and so it is, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Don't hold back, people. Come on and speak into this man of God's life that have poured out into us on this evening.
Minister Kaiser, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead, Dr. Wright.
Oh, my goodness. Listen, some things can be fresh 2 days in a row, and that's how the Word of God was tonight. Just fresh, what we needed. There are so many places where we can become infected because of life's issues, because life will happen to all of us, but that word was to release us and to lead us into places where freedom is abundant. And like Pastor Troy said, he ministered it yesterday, and it was a fresh dose of it today. And we just thank God for him and appreciate the ministry, appreciate Blog Talk and what I know went out into the hearts of all of us that received it. So I just bless the man of God tonight.
Yes. Thank you so much, Dr. Wright, for speaking into the pastor's life. Anyone else have words to say on tonight?
Hello, this is Cecilia. All I want to say is, good. I mean, there were so many nuggets, like Dr. Wright was saying, I mean, about fear, about just the various and in our lives and the hurt and the disappointment and seeing that person that may have done something to you. I mean, it's just so much. I mean, whether it's on the job, in your family, in the classroom, I mean, the things that occur in our lives, and just him reminding us tonight that nothing that occurs is bigger than our God. So just thank you, thank you, thank you. It was delicious. And I love my soul food on tonight. Thank you, Pastor Troy.
Yes. Thank you, Apostle Elect Cecilia. Thank you for your words of encouragement. Is there anyone else that has something to say that would need to say something? If you don't believe the word was for you tonight, that exact person, that's who the word was for. I told you the pastor was going to speak something that was somebody was going to get set free and delivered on tonight. Come on, people. Let's pour into the man of God.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening, everyone. I want to thank you, Pastor Troy, for that word to let us all know whatever you are infected with, whatever it is, you must believe no matter what it is. When you turn it over to God and believe in Him, all can be fixed. I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you, because you said a mouthful, and it was so powerful. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sister Sheila, for your encouraging words on tonight. Anyone else have something to say? Pastor, I believe somebody is just over in the corner on their couch or sitting on their bed just crying. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just got to say thank you, Lord. I know somebody got delivered on tonight, and they're just in a place of praise right now. Anyone have any words they want to say to the man of God? Just encourage him. Just show him love. Showing the hearts on Facebook is one thing, but speaking into his life is something else. Show this man of God some appreciation for taking the time out tonight to give you a double dose of what he's already spoke out into the world, into the air. And before he take it back, I know his spirit, he'll add more to it. Okay. Dr. Wright, Pastor Thomas, is there any cheap plugs you want to throw out here on tonight as far as Fountains of Living Water Ministry and Apostle Elect and anything else?
I would like to say
Oh, that's what I was going to say. Well, I just wanted to let everybody know that we are having our services for the time being at 4244 West Madison in Chicago. And for the month of May, Pastor Troy is going to be teaching. I kind of had an opportunity to give you all a heads up, and then you missed this previous Sunday. But I'm telling you, you need to get there. We have changed the location for the time being, but it's still early in the morning. You can get right up and get into a service. And I'm telling you, you want to get there. You can inbox us if you want the address. We're being hosted in the New Macedonia Church at 4244 West Madison on Sundays at 8:30 a.m. So we want all of those that are listening in Chicagoland, those that will go back over this Facebook Live that was so awesome, we want you to write that address down and meet this man of God. He'll be teaching just like he did tonight on next Sunday and the rest of the Sundays in May.
All right. Thank you so much. Pastor, did you want to add anything to that? Well, I want to say to Pastor Troy, I thank you so much for trying the Facebook Live. I really enjoyed it. I'm going to see if I can get all of our pastors to do Facebook Live when it's possible. I know that some I won't be able to do it because of their work schedules and how they move around. But I enjoy watching you on Facebook. I enjoyed seeing the word come out of your mouth, you know, because a lot of times people have to see people speak to see the change and believe that changes are made and that changes do happen. I just want to say thank you from my soul of just speaking out and saying that we could be healed. It ain't always got to be about an STD and the natural, but it could be about infections in the spirit. So I want to say, Pastor, I know you prayed already. I know you said what you had to say concerning the word of God, and just want everybody to remember to pray for Apostle Sandra Thomas on purpose. Pray for her with favor from your heart. Don't just play like you're praying. Don't P-R-E-Y. Do P-R-A-Y. And I'm also asking you all to pray for Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser and to pray for all the ministers and all the elders that minister on this blog talk radio that you all may not understand. It may seem to you that it's small now, But no, this is international, nationally and nationwide. This is something that God has put in place, and this is something that you all going to say one day. I remember when I had a chance to talk and say something. I was scared. But I'm just saying, if you just keep calling in and allowing the men and women of God to speak into your life, God is going to put a spirit of boldness on you. And I thank you all for allowing me to be your minister. And I just want to say, God, again, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. So if anybody has anything to say before this last time of asking, I'm asking you to come on and speak up and speak out. Ain't nothing wrong with stalking the man or woman of God, because you're stalking the word of God, because that's what's coming out of their mouth. Come on now. So in that favor, I'm going to close out with the last word. God, I'm asking you to just, God, bless this ministry. Bless it every Monday night that it comes on, that I can say to the people, I'm taking heed to what the men and women of God are saying, because they're pouring something into my spirit that I can't let go. I don't want to let go. I know who God is, and I know what he's done for me. I want to say thank God for the elders that come on Friday nights, and for the apostle and Minister Brandon that comes on Sunday. I want to just pray for this line, this ministry line, for this blog talk, and how we're doing something new, taking it to Facebook Live. I want to say thank you for Apostle Antoine Thomas that started it off, that I know of, with this Facebook talk, blog talk, with putting the word out here, God. God, I may not have it right, but I'm trying to put it in a way that I know people understand what I'm saying, that God is God, God is real, and God is all that it should be about. I have acknowledged God before, during, and after. And I'm asking the people, God, that get a hold to this thing and acknowledge him in the same way. And I'm asking those that are not saved or believe they saved or they not sure if they want to be saved, just ask God to give you a heart and a mind to want to be saved. God, I thank you what you're doing in this world right now in our lives for the body of Christ. We're trying to come together, that we're going to take the word trial and say we have come together as the body of Christ. Every member of the body of Christ is needed, wanted, and applied. I want to just say thank you all tonight. Thank you all for listening. Thank you all. Hopefully you'll come back next Monday. We're here every Monday night from 8 p.m. Central Standard Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are here with the word of God with different ministers. Sometimes we have guest ministers. I want to say don't forget to call in on Friday night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear our very own Elder Kathy Kendall talk on God Still Heals. And don't forget Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser with Let's Talk. And don't forget our foundational scripture that we live by. Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So until the next time, we want to say I love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it. And I'm just asking you to believe and know that you are blessed. And thank you for blessing this ministry with your service of listening on tonight. Amen. Good night.